Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey. Turn up, twerk. Shake that ass. Shake that ass for Drake. Shake that ass for me. We all know that song, Sexy Red. Shake that ass for K-Dot. And shake that ass
for... Oh, God. Drake is cooked. Like, what was it? He lost it's that embarrassing. Shit. Did you see that streamer that was reacting to some of old Drake's songs? He was saying it just like, what was it? I think he was saying that she was like still hot in high school, and he was like, "Whoa, Drake, that doesn't hit the same anymore. You got to cease and desist."
Yeah, and
because it was
my
funny.
Sister was like, "I saw he didn't stop after getting the cease and desist," and I'm like, "Why would he stop? He doesn't have a case. Like, he's listening to your music. Your music is saying sus shit. The rumors about you being whatever have already been out there. They can't give you credit. They can't give him credit for it, or say he's perpetuating it more because he's just listening to your songs. It's over.
The only reason I would stop, it depends. Just I have to look into it. Does that streamer have a PO box? If not, how did he get his address? How'd that happen? That's when I'm like, I'm stopping. It's OVO for me. Unless that streamer has a public PO box, if it reached my house, he found where I lived, my home base, headquarters, lair, my lair, apartment,
my fortitude, my bat cave,
fortress of solitude. What was it? Yeah, that shit's scary.
Yeah,
I think it's funny though. Makes me laugh.
Hi guys.
Hi.
And welcome back to the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Yes, I'm Viv. And how are you?
We should just get right into it, but mm-hmm. Need to make sure to get an intro in.
Of course, yes.
I'm good.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
I'm going to stay inside.
Buy some like Sims games real quick.
Period. I may play Fortnite. I'll hit you up later.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, down low. Trying to be streaming soon. Want all the passes.
Yeah, one of these days, watch us do bad at Fortnite. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. A lot of streamers you don't watch because they do well at the game, right?
We're silly on Fortnite. So we're
silly guys. You'll enjoy it.
It'll be funny.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I do.
What was it? But like back to that, like, I mean, celebrities finding out where you live, it's still scary, but it's like, I guess it's doable because like fans find out where these celebrities live. Shit, yeah. They would be tracking Taylor Swift's plane every time she uses it to find her cats.
But I think that's public knowledge.
That's still like to think about that.
You're spending a lot of time tracking T-Swizzle.
I mean, also to like broadcast it.
I do think she'd be taking planes for no reason.
I know.
I said she was just taking a plane like across New York. Like, bitch, fuck you. Come on.
What was it?
Get in the car.
First off, some Swifties will come at us. I know sometimes like planes will go from an airport to an airport because like the celebrity did drive there, but then from there they have to go somewhere. So I know some of it isn't fully like Taylor Swift is just like, I don't want to go across the bay. It's not like fully that. I get it. It's she still uses it in a crazy amount.
She still does.
Don't crucify us. Swifties.
Then again, I don't know what kind of havoc it would cause if she hopped on a public plane, but I just really just don't think it'd be much. I just really, I strongly believe that people act like they're together in an airport because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to fly again.
Some people go to crazy lengths. And like, what was it? Yeah, fans are crazy. That's kind of what we want to talk about today. Stan culture.
Stan culture, yeah.
And what was it? Swifties have a bad rep. Barbs have a bad rep. K-pop fans, they have a bad rep too.
I love K-pop fans, actually. I think they're
some of them can unionize crazily.
You know, they just get it together real fast. Don't ever let a K-pop fandom gather you.
Oh yeah,
they will gather you.
They will.
Who else has it bad? Yo, I feel
Drake
like
fans.
Drake fans are delusional, and so are Chris Brown fans.
I was about to say
the Lulu house down boots. Oh my god, please get it together. I do think the Beehive is crazy. I do.
Yes.
I you know, love Bee. I think you're high.
I'm Beyonce fan. Hives,
when you're high, gets when you get caught in a swarm, bitch.
Bye. Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I do love it when fandoms beef against each other.
Yes, it can make me online. It makes me laugh. Yeah. Yes, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. What was it? But fan culture has been around for like a while.
Yeah,
a long, long time. It's just with the internet, people can find stuff out more faster, quickly.
I think we're in a day and age where, like, you know how the Beatles were back then. You know, there was like a shit ton of women who were Beatles fans, and like they had all their posters up on the walls, and they were going through normal days, and they were just, you know, when they came on the TV was the only time they really got to see them. And now we live in a day and age where if you are a fan of someone, you can be overwhelmed by their content all time, overboard. There is a deep sea of content that you cannot like hit the bottom of, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I feel like I haven't gotten too much, I've always been, like, just a regular Beyonce fan, and then after, like, last year, I've been, like, so I've been getting, like, a whole bunch of just, like, Beyonce content, and, mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's, like, really Sorry. Deep. There's, like, no end to the things I can know about this woman. Like, there's no end to it, and it's crazy.
I think the first time I exhibited that fan stan behavior like I'm talking to like I'm a recovering fan, I was probably like One Direction started getting a bunch of their shit.
Yes, I think
like a poster or like a notebook or like a Big Time Rush too for me. Yeah,
anytime I was a fan of something, even when I was younger, I was a big fan. So I think like the first time I ever been like a stan was probably Hannah Montana.
That's like, as a kid, that's a little too far. I think my parents would, or I would be just gifted this shit and be like, oh, I like this, so I appreciate this. I didn't seek it out too much.
I definitely sunk it out.
Because that's Barbies. I love Barbies.
I also like the Cheetah Girls. I wanted the Cheetah Girl outfit. I was like deep invested in Disney Channel and everything. Like after we got the Disney Channel, it was over for your girl. Because I was obsessed.
Your parents, yes. Your pocket's about to suffer.
Yes. And also the Naked Brothers band stuff. Also, you know, I was firstborn. I was a little spoiled. yeah, I remember I used to, like, get, like, the J14 magazines and, like, all the, like...
What a blast from the past.
Yeah, and I used to, like, take them off. You know, I was a Jonas Brothers fan. Used to, like, put all the posters on the wall. There used to be not an inch of wall in my room downstairs. It was all the Jonas Brothers, the Naked Brothers band, Hannah Montana. yeah, it was just filled with so much Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
Disney. Yeah, if that room was still up, it'd be like a capsule.
Yeah. Eventually it was Ariana Grande. Yeah, no, I was obsessed with them. Yeah, so I think I've always been invested. But when I was younger, it used to just be like, oh, I would wait for their music video to drop. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. I remember, like, what was it? When we both liked it, One Direction at the same time. We were both in high school. I remember the Story of My Life music video. Mm-hmm. I remember when that dropped. I think we were doing some extracurriculars. We were like, whoa, wait, gotta watch it. Like, whoa,
I think it got, like, more, because I feel like I really found out how to use the internet. Like, more towards then. Like, I realized it was for more things than just a music video.
Yeah, that's what I got into Tumblr. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of fan. Yeah. There was so much fan fiction, fan art. There was also some creepy fan shit on there, though. Yeah. But some of it got scary. Yeah. Like, some people, I remember this, and I remember thinking, like, I was like, I'm pure, I can't watch Jesus Christ. But there was, like, audios. They would find, like, porn audios of someone that they would claim is like, it kind of sounds like Harry, so it sounds like you are having relations with Harry or Zane, and I'm just like, this was, it would be crazy.
Oh, I think
that's when I learned how to block things, because I was like, I think I were like some of these stories are cute and all. Yeah. That's how I started like reading, because I used to hate reading and I think I still do. But like some of it would get, I'm like, I would get like I feel like I would have a detachment. I was like, oh, this is like a little, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I was never a fan fiction girly. I do agree with you. I feel like when I really got deep into like fandom shit, it was One Direction and it was 5 Seconds of Summer. But I could never do the fanfic thing. The fanfic thing was weird to me.
Some of it, yeah. Some of it I couldn't, like, because it's really funny, because eventually it became like, it was like Harry running your hand through your like straight hair, straight blonde hair, and then the POC girls would be like, well, I can't relate to this one. And but then it started to, you can see, and even in K-pop, like there's a little bit of fetishization going on, and that's where it felt like, yeah. I think this is, I remember thinking, I'm like, this is weird, but now it's like, this may be mental.
Yeah, I did think it was weird when girls would take it that far. I used to have a friend.
Some of those stories would be decent. I'm just like, you know, if this wasn't Harry Styles, this would be a good story. But
yeah, I like those. Okay, so I had this one. She was like a friend. She wasn't like, we weren't like a close friend, but like we like connected like in class over our love for One Direction. And she used to read a lot of fanfic. She was like, yeah, no, I can. I was like, yeah, no, I can never get into that. First things first, can't read. Like, I'm just not the type of person who's going to sit down and read anything. I used to watch their interviews and, like, all the time. I used to, like, fully absorb myself in that sort of content. But never, like, anything, yeah, fanfic-y. So I remember she was telling me about one of the fanfictions she was reading. And she was just like, I just cannot believe he cheated on her again. I was like, who cheated on who? Harry cheated on her again. I'm like,
what a messy son of a bitch.
I was like, girl, you know it ain't real, right? I know, I just can't believe she wrote that. I'm just devastated by it. Okay.
What was it? You know what? It is fascinating how that, because like, I think Wattpad is recently like it's out of business. It's not a thing anymore. But Wattpad was like the place for all types of fan fiction. And what was it? I saw this TikTok. It really had me dying. It's just like Harry Styles needs so much therapy, because there's like 4 films that were based off fan fictions of him. I would need that. And he was like a child. And it's just like, yeah. Well, he was older than me when I was, you know, consuming some of this content.
Oh, yeah.
But no, like, that's another thing that kind of spooks me, mm-hmm. with fans, with fan culture. I know it's all a big fantasy, and that's really what a lot of these people sell, but I don't like it when it's like kids, like when the Stranger Things kids, when they first, I think it was Finn Wolfhard. There were some like diehard fans that were very much older, and he was like 13, 14 at the beginning.
When it's like you having as a grown adult having like, fan being like super fans of someone who's much younger than you, like, don't get me wrong, love Billie Eilish, love her music, mm-hmm. right? I could just like the way that some like adults, male adults, would just like fan over it's, I don't like it. I didn't like it from jump.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you can respect like someone's like art, and you can love someone like on TV, like, oh, like, yeah, that's like really cool, wow, this young kid is so talented, like, that's like, that should really be the extent of it. You shouldn't be like having like posters of them,
mm-hmm.
like, on your wall. Like, it's just weird.
That's I understand weird. The crush thing. I understand, especially when you're a kid, like when you're like, kid, well, you're a teenager, excuse me, like having an ideal type, and like, what was mm-hmm. it, you feel a lot, you fantasize a lot, things are so deep to you. But when you're like older, and that's why like the what is it, the what is it called, the deep fakes are like really like creepy.
I hate those. Oh, they make me so uncomfortable.
It's very creepy.
That they exist. Like, when I heard about them, I was like, oh, this is awful. I hate it.
I remember the first time I heard of deepfakes was just like having Donald Trump say stupid shit. That's stupider than he usually says. Mm-hmm. But then when people are like, you know, they're using this in porn, right? I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
The first person I heard, like, they were like doing that for.
It was like Selena Gomez and like Kylie Jenner is the first one I heard.
I heard Ariana Grande.
Ah, of course.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's just fucking, it's weird. I feel like, yeah, there's definitely a point where it goes too far, like
from fan to fanatic, or just like a it's just feeding another part of you and you're trying to justify it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, if you're like not a child, you really shouldn't be.
if you're the right of mind and older,
you're at this point of mature age. And don't get me wrong, there's like Liam Hemsworth, I'm like, damn, that's a good looking man, but it's not like, that's also a grown adult. Like, yeah. Can we be careful more about the way we're talking about
things? Yeah. And like, what was it? Sometimes, and even like, or like, they're like, finally 18. I'm just like, that's like, oh no. Like, yeah. With Bad Baby, with Millie Bobby Brown, with the young girl from Blackish.
Yeah.
What was it? Did we say Billie Eilish? Billie Eilish. Yeah. People are like, oh, she's finally 18. I'm just like, you're crazy. Y'all are crazy.
I'm calling the police. Huh? Yo, Billie Eilish's new album slaps.
Yes.
She ate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum, yum. I liked it. Yeah, no, I do think there is a part of it that's like,
I mean, people are allowed to like things. Just no, like, yeah, no, I guess it's like a healthy amount.
Yeah, I think like a healthy amount is like fair. You know, I do think like as I've gotten older, I started to just fandom have like, I'm more fangirl over like women than I do over men now, which is just like funny. I think it's like, I don't know if it's a maturing thing, but like, yeah, I get more excited when I see another woman getting their coin than I do a man.
I understand what you mean. I remember with like, what was it? Yeah, when I look back on like the men I've like really like One Direction or Big Time Rush, I look back at it and I just wince and I'm just like, because y'all weren't it actually though. So that's, I felt like I wasted my time.
I still like some of the One Direction songs. Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, because I feel like, well, I don't know, One Direction was very much different from Big Time Rush, where I feel like One Direction was trying to be all mature and rebellious, and Big Time Rush was very much Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, some songs of One Direction has matured out, and it's, like, fine. Other songs, it's like, that's really Little Kitty. I can't listen to that again. Like, I like the song Diana. That's cute. I like that song. Some of the songs that Ed Sheeran wrote for them has still aged well.
I think it's like, I guess it's when people would like look back on an ex, like, I can't believe I liked you. You actually turned out to suck, low key.
Yeah.
I think it's that. That's what I feel.
Yeah. But Zayn's still hot, so.
Yeah. But I think, well, like, Liam and his, like, God. Liam sucks.
Yeah. No, I think he's gonna get better. I think he's just going through something. God bless. I hope he feels better.
Or like half a Big Time Rush is like, throw them away. No, Big Time Rush. What did I say? I said that?
You can throw away the whole thing, actually.
Throw them all away.
Yeah. It's absolutely fine.
But recently we saw like a, I think there, because I think stan culture, it's like, it's at a tight because of the internet, because of TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, you can like, and there's so many collaborations, yes. And like, what was it? If you like one thing, something else might creep in it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, there's so much you can be a fan of. There's so many, like, if you like collecting shit, and mm-hmm. you find your niche for sure.
I was thinking like, this was like a while back. I was thinking like, I wonder how anyone could become a billionaire. It's just ridiculous. And then when Ariana Grande's album came out and then Beyonce's album came out, I just start scratching my head like, I don't feel like I have enough Ariana Grande merch. I just don't feel like, I feel like I could have more Ariana Grande stuff. And that's really how they just be selling to you. And that's mm-hmm. just me on being like, just a fan of someone. And it's just like, once you get a little bit of them, and then it reminds you, like, wow, this person's the shit. Maybe I should buy some stuff.
Like, yeah, like, what was it? Yeah, that's how, for sure, that's how they get their money through. Especially, like, what was it? Because Miss Fenty, Miss Selena Gomez, yeah. Miss Ariana Grande, they got their brands out there, too. They got their perfumes. They got a lot of, I mean, Rihanna, she sold enough music, I guess. That's how she feels. Since she hasn't released another damn album.
Being a Rihanna fan is hard.
Very hard.
Someone diss her.
That was really funny.
Yeah, that was such a good joke.
It's like, we got so much music out of Kendrick. Somebody diss Rihanna real quick.
Just do it real quick. Right quick for us. Just want to see how this works. Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, no, immediately, like, because, like, what I said, when I, as I started growing up, I started to, like, really fangirl out. The only time I fangirl out was, like, really over women. So, like, anytime, like, Rihanna releases something, I'm like, wishing it was an album.
What is she releasing, guys? A lipstick? It's cute.
Yo, the other day when she posted that photo of, like, she was in, like, just, like, this cool outfit and it looked like a preview when she was in the jungle. I was like, a music video? Clothes. Just clothes.
Oh, just Savage X Fenty. That's it.
That's it.
That's tragic. It. I think with me, what was it? My dad was annoying as fuck, so I didn't want him to know that I liked anything. Mm-hmm. So I never had shit on my walls. Mm-hmm. And also, they wouldn't, if I, they wouldn't buy. I wouldn't get a lot of shit. Yeah, they would not. Mm-mm. If I wanted it, I'd have to buy it.
I think I told you this story. But you know how Sophie Turner is, like, our age?
Who's that?
That's Joe Jonas's ex-wife.
Oh.
Yeah, she's our age.
She's telling him. Sorry, that made me laugh.
Yes. I remember my dad when I was younger, when I used to, like, fangirl out over the Jonas Brothers and One Direction. But I remember one moment with the Jonas Brothers, I used to like Joe. I was like, Dad, I love him. I'm going to marry him. And my dad was like, he's too old for you. And then I remember when I told him, I was like, haha, you said he was too old for me, but he's dating someone my age. He was like, I stand by that statement. I was like, yeah. He was like, that's weird of him. I don't like it. I stand by my statement. Great. I didn't like the first job.
How old is he when he?
I don't know. He does have a bad habit of dating younger women. He's one God. Of those.
Aren't men all? I'm kidding.
I remember he wasn't, like, super older than us, but it was, like, enough.
I think it's the, like, the crazy cringy shit we mentioned, like the fanfics.
He's 34.
34 and she's our age.
Yeah. Oh, she's 1 year older than us. 28.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad. What was it? Like, sometimes, like, people get gagged. They're like, why do celebrities hate their fans? Sometimes, like, when it's these, they come across, because I know they come across, they probably have, like, private, like, social medias, and they come across these weird-ass fanficky, like, obsessed shit, and they're just, what was it? Like, how would you feel if, like, someone was, like, hyper-fixating on everything? Everything. I remember there used to be, like, I think it was the hands of, like, One Direction. People are just like, what was it? I love the way his hand does this, that, then the third. I remember thinking, I'm not looking at that. I'm gonna be honest. Like, y'all are really too in. It's like, did you guys notice the scar on his elbow? I'm like, no, the fuck?
Remember the one strand of Zayn's hair that fell from his thing during
that had its own Twitter page. I swear.
I remember when I watched that, I was like, damn, that one piece of hair. This man is fine as hell. And then people had, like, a fan page. I was like, whoa, you guys take it to the next level. I was like, damn, this man looks good. But you guys were like, did you guys see how it just caresses his cheek? I'm like, oh my God.
I was like, all right, Jesus, we get
fucking
it.
Christ.
All right, guys, we get it. Or, like, the Larry Tomlinson thing. Like, I think that did go super far.
And I think it's, like, also, there's, like, a part of, like, when people get so fanatic into shit, there's, like, a disconnect almost.
Yeah, like, you don't see them as a person.
You don't see them as a person anymore. Like, even if Larry Tomlinson was real.
Yeah.
Larry Tomlinson. Even if Larry was real, you guys are all talking about it and essentially outing two people.
Right?
Like,
I will say, though, it was early 2010s, people were, I'd say, significantly more ignorant than they are now. But it was, like, so bad that they couldn't stand next to each other. They wouldn't, like, they try not to associate with each other when they were taking pictures and all that. Because it was just so, because the fans would lose it online.
Yeah.
Lose it. And, like, yeah, that must be very tricky. Very tricky.
But, I mean, I've been there. One time I just hopped across one of those, like, videos, and honestly had me convinced. I was like, I don't know, is it real? Because you guys, like, have this, all this weird ass evidence.
Yeah, they're very, like, all right, guys, like, let's pin it together. It's, like, really, like, insane.
The other moments I can understand why celebrities hate their fans is, like, when this whole situation with Ariana Grande, and I feel like people are constantly... Anytime she does anything, people have to bring up Mac Miller. It's fucking weird. That's strange, man. It is strange. She hates y'all. She thinks y'all are the worst. Like, the fact that she released her last album and some people are, like, drawing conclusions about how this song is about Mac. And meanwhile, this song is clearly about, like, neither. It's about, like, fucking her ex-husband, but she can't talk about her ex-husband in a song. So now it's songs based on the movie Eternal Sunshine. So, it's really about none of that. So, please, why would you bring up Mac? And that's really weird. Like, you're like, obsessed with, like, that relationship.
Now, Justin Bieber is having a baby with his wife. And people are like, someone check on Selena. Yo, let that shit go.
She has another boyfriend. She's a very successful businesswoman. She's, you know...
A philanthropist.
Pissing me off with all sorts of other shit. But, like, she's, like, definitely have moved past that. And you guys keep bringing it up. And I know she hates y'all, too. And Justin hates y'all the worst.
Y'all suck.
And so does Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber don't like y'all either. It's, like, so horrible. And it's, like, she's constantly, like... I feel like Hailey and Selena, like, they took, like, two photos together, smiling and happy. And it's just, like... They're clearly not bothered by each other.
Remember, the internet went crazy with Haley's, like, she's copying Selena. Now, some of the coincidences did seem a little like, oh, this is interesting. But, like, y'all are holding on to Selena and Biebs so hard. I didn't think she
was copying Selena.
Yeah, some of that shit, I was just like, I don't think I can defend you, babes.
Selena Gomez is like, I think we all copy Selena Gomez every now and then. Bitch is an icon, so... Even though she's a bitch. But she... I mean, the proof is in the pudding. She's... She's very much a mogul. So... And a celebrity, so...
Yeah, but like...
You lie to yourself if you're not copying Rihanna. Every now and again.
It's like so like...
Or attempting to.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, some, it's, I think it's very fun. It's like, oh, the fans literally gave you that house, that jet, and all that. But, like, you are not owed every part of their being. Like, I don't think you are. Because no one's putting a gun to your head to buy this shit, to listen to this shit.
Yeah. They are essentially a brand selling a product. You are purchasing it, you got something out of it, and they got something out of it as well. There's an interaction there. Of course, the celebrities are the ones getting put in the big house because, like, the reactions are just between you and one celebrity. It's not, like, a 1-2 reaction. It's a celebrity and a million. So, of course, they're the ones living in the big house. But they're also the ones providing entertainment for millions of people. So, it is what it is. You're not owed anything but what they give you.
Yeah.
We could pressure Rihanna to put out a new album all we want, but... She doesn't owe us anything.
She'll do what she wants. And she has.
Yeah. Well, you know. Bad girl Riri.
Yeah. I remember, was it the Jonas Brothers? I think someone snuck in like a laundry like basket once to Here's my thing. What is y'all expecting though when they do this shit?
Yeah.
Because like I think someone snuck into like a laundry basket and then they got into their room or a lobby or like somewhere in their hotel. But what's the end goal? What do you think is gonna happen?
Didn't someone do that? It was either for One Direction or Five Seconds of Summer. They snuck into like a trash can.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Five Seconds. I think it was 5 Seconds of Summer. Okay.
Yeah, they snuck into a trash can. I'm like, yo, nothing is worth that to me.
It's low key embarrassing. Some of it's low key embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So, but like, what do you think the end goal is? Just the picture, just the interaction, just to say that was me.
Maybe just them talking about that particular moment.
Yeah. What was in K-pop, I think it's pronounced saseng. Saseng is when it's like the crazy fans. Like, and what was it? I think those type of fans have been interviewed before. They're like, what was it? It's the fact that they remember me. Like, even if I cause them harm, it's the fact that they remember me. The fact that it was me. And it was like, oh, God.
I don't want anyone to remember me like that. I'm just like... I have so much social anxiety. Mm-hmm. So when I met Big Time Rush, I asked Kendall for a hug. Not Kendall. Carlos, I know, embarrassing. And he was like, let's go with a handshake. Now, I remember that for the rest of my life. Okay? Then he turned out to be a racist, so I'm glad it didn't rub off on me.
Yeah, it was the paper bag test.
Yeah.
What a son of a bitch.
But in retrospect, that was minor because he's not going to remember that. Exactly. Someone's going to remember me hiding in a bin. I just couldn't even imagine. I just couldn't even imagine someone remembering me in a trash can. Oh my fucking God. Can't even.
I think, what was it, Western and the Eastern parts of the world, they both have their crazy stories. Like, what was it? Like, Krishna Gurmi was straight up murdered. Horrible. Like, what was it? Do you know the slow-mo guys on YouTube? They do a lot of slow-mo shit. I think they're both British. The one with the beard and blonde hair, his home was broken into with the guy's goal was to kill them and him and his family. But he was shot down by police. He died.
Jesus fucking Christ. It was the same thing with Ariana Grande. People were like, her whole 2020 was like, not only were people leaking music and leaking all of her shit, but there was a stalker that was attempting to break into her house.
Like, it's happened to J-Lo.
Yeah.
And like, what was it? I can't think of like murder in maybe I just don't know enough, but in K-pop there's been like, oh, that's right. I was trying to think of like the Eastern part of the world. But in K-pop, I remember it's in the 2000s, well before I got into it. But what was it? This one girl, people would give gifts to celebrities and fan meetings, and this girl gave this one. I believe it was like he was a member of TVXQ. I think a banana milk. She put like cement in it, and he drank it, and he got sick. Because what the fuck?
I mean, that's why, what was it? Now they tell
they
artists.
They don't
accept food from fans.
Yeah, someone had to take that L, though, for them to realize, maybe we shouldn't do that.
When did that happen?
That was, like, probably, like, 2009 or, like, much earlier. Okay. And there was another instance where I think it was a member of 2PM. This was also way back before I liked K-pop. This girl gave him a note that was written in her period blood and, like, please be so fucking for real. Don't do that shit. That's crazy.
Listen, if you want to make period art, do that for yourself, son.
Oh, yeah, keep it to yourself, please.
That's your own art. That's your own period. Don't give it to someone else.
That was awful. And
give it to your boyfriend.
I remember, and
record his reaction.
This definitely is something that currently happens. This is, again, they're referred to as Saseng fan, which is just the crazy, mm-hmm. crazy, crazy fans. Yeah. They will get jobs as airplane like receptionists. They'll get jobs in like phone networking places and find the information of the idols and leak their number out. So sometimes they'll be on live like talking to their fans and they'll get call, and they'll have to put their shit on do not disturb, and it's something that they almost can't avoid because these fans keep like they're really good at it at this point. So like a lot of them, they're constantly changing their number, but it's happening again. They'll get texts like, why did you change your number? why don't you answer the phone? Like, Jesus Christ.
They don't know you.
They don't. And like, they'll like, yeah, they'll work in these in the airport receptionists, and they'll find out their flights, and they'll be on the same plane, mm-hmm. and they'll like try to creep pictures or like try to see them. I think also back in the day, the group called EXO, I think they were in South Asia, and these girls shave their head, try to dress up as boys to like sneak into the men's bathroom and like talk to them. But like, what is the end result here?
Yeah.
Them is, and like a lot of them says, just like, I just, that moment that they saw me and I saw them and they saw me and I saw them.
that reminds me of a moment that, listen, Jenna Marbles is canceled. She's canceled for a reason.
But she canceled herself. Leave her alone.
Yeah. She canceled herself for a reason. So leave her alone.
Yeah. So we wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's how I feel low key sometimes.
Yeah. So we wouldn't. I would have. But, she said something that always rings true when I think about like super intense fans, which is, she said like she had an interaction with a fan where like at one point he was over their house, like at their door, like trying to like talk to like Julian and Jenna. And she was like, basically went online. She was like, I can't believe I have to say this, but you guys know me. And I know this interaction between the internet makes you feel like we are connected and we know each other. The truth of the matter is you guys know me. I do not know you. I don't know if you're going to hurt me. I don't know what you're here for.
Yeah.
And that's really scary. You are strangers to me. I'm not a stranger to you, but you are a stranger to me. That's pretty scary when you show up at my door. I'm like, I can't believe someone had to say that for it to...
It's tough. And I think it's because the internet is... Jenna Marbles is one of like the first YouTubers to like go so big. It's the first time people are going through those parasocial relationships. And I think some people didn't know how to navigate that. They saw Jenna Marbles obviously as like a comfort for them to literally travel to her fucking house. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. It's always like something happened. I know they're like trying to fill a void. It's always that. It's always you're trying to fill something.
Yeah.
But like, it is fine to like things. I just think when you take it that far, it's like really like, I don't like, is there like a Fans Anonymous like people could go to help with that? Because what was it? There's fan shit that's like completely acceptable and fine. Like, it's okay to like something a lot. What was it? This is more of like a K-pop thing. And what was it? That? There's like fan meetings. People do the random dance play. Like, they'll put on a song. There's a group of people in this public place. They'll put on a song, and if you know the dance, go in.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Or there's like cafe events. Like, there's like a whole place that's dedicated to your idols and music and merch. But that's, you meet so people, fun. And you can get, and they have coffee sleeves. People trade the photo cards.
Yeah, that's so fun.
It is a fun amount. You can like things a fun amount. I think someone went to like I think it was like a Batman themed like cafe or something, or cafe event, and he got a photo card of Batman. He's just like wow, in Asia y'all like things to a different degree. I will keep this though, I like this.
Yeah, no, I think all that shit is cute. That to me is like having a healthy,
it's almost like a community thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I went to the Beyonce concert, that's exactly what it felt like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, instantly, like everyone in that room, we all had a connection.
Yeah,
we all knew what we were here for. Anytime like someone walked out in like a cunty ass outfit, we'd all be like, oh shit. This one guy walked out, he had like this it was like a jacket with a long ass cape, and behind him on the cape a picture of Beyonce. It was the longest picture. He came walking out, everyone was like, ah. And he said, he gave us all a twirl, he said. Yes, and it was so much fun. And I remember, like, we had this conversation with one fan, like, who's, like, stopped us, me and Anissa, my cousin, both, and was like, you guys look so cute. And was like, yeah, we had, like, a whole moment, and it was so fun. I wouldn't be trying to get backstage. That's too far. I'm not trying to hide in a bed.
That's full DeLulu, and that's when you gotta relax.
That's when you got.
But like, yeah, when I went to the Twice concert in July, I got a goodie bag. Someone gave me water. Someone was just like, pick a photo card. I think I got Daeyeon, and I was like, oh my god, I got a lot of free stuff, and I didn't pay for anything because I thought about it. I'm like, should I get merch? This ticket was already a lot. And like, what was it? I went alone, so trying to take a picture, and this girl's like, I'll take a picture with you, and another girl's like, can I take a picture of you? And it was a it was like a Polaroid picture, and she just gave it to me for free, and I was like, oh, thank you.
You know what I love about going to the Beyonce concert is I feel like Beyonce fans, they're also Beyonce's biggest hater, which I find so funny. I find that shit so funny.
That's a healthy... I think that's healthy.
Yeah, because we were waiting online at the merch store, and I think they were out of the fans, and she was like, Lord. I was like, Lord, she knew we all wanted these fans. What the hell is her problem?
Beyonce, did you cheap out on the fans?
Waiting for her to get on stage, right? And there was this one fan, we had this one interaction with this one fan where she was like, she's supposed to be on stage at 9:45. Bitch, apparently she's always late. And bitch, if you're not on stage by 9:45 sharp, let me tell you, B, we gonna have a problem, because all this pollution, you better hop on that plane. Get here. It's just so funny, because it's like almost like to the point, and we were like, because yeah, me and Anissa were like, oh, you're supposed to come on at this time. This person was like, girl, they better hop on that private jet and get here prompt. Yo, yeah, no, I think that's a healthy relationship with
And fans. I think what it is, people pair their personality too much with the thing that they like. So if it's criticized ever, they feel like they're being criticized.
Yeah.
And that's when the fans get very defensive and go crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? Like in K-pop, and it's not as, I don't think it happens as much anymore. It used to be called the Black Ocean. Each group has like a light stick. And what was it? If there's a group that people don't like, they turn off their light sticks, so that's why it looks like a black ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And they just turn their backs and they don't watch them. They just perform to a quiet crowd that's no one looking at you. So I think back the early 2010s, it was much more, it happened more, it was more intense. Mm-hmm. In that way. But like, I think recently, like, a rookie group won an award, and people were upset that they wanted over like more senior groups. So like, when they did their encore stage, they were like, just mad, or like, there was one girl that was covering her ears, just not. I'm like, how petty y'all look. These are like, also these girls singing are probably much younger than you. Just let them have their moment.
Yeah,
have this in your moment, have it. Sorry.
You know, I'm so funny. Definitely I've definitely gotten mad with artists that, well, you know, if you watched any of our videos, you know I get mad when artists I feel should win an award don't win an award. But I remember the first time it happened, it was like 5-6 of Summer versus Fifth Harmony.
And yes.
I was like, wrong. I was so mad.
I think it was a VMA. Yeah.
I think I like unfollowed Fifth Harmony. I was so mad.
I wish for your downfall.
No, bitch.
I will say, no. I think to this day, I'm still petty of that, but all of that is just on Camila Cabello.
Yeah. I just think I don't like her voice.
I think some of the songs she sings weren't made for her voice, so it sounds awful. I don't like the tone of her voice. Never did.
I actually like, sometimes I wish like some songs that I like, Love Normani. Love Normani. I think some songs that I like from Fifth Harmony, I really wish Camila Cabello wasn't there. Like, yeah. Work From Home, I really wish she wasn't on that song.
Her performing it with a TY Dolla $ign. That group was really full of solo artists.
Yes.
Like, watching back clips, I'm just like, my goodness, there's no training for these girls.
I also don't like how people were calling them the girl group of our generation. Like, Little Mix is right fucking there.
I will never forgive how the U.S.
disrespected
Never gave Little Mix their flowers.
Yeah, also one never. Of those girls that I fanned them over. Yeah, watched all their interviews. I love them.
Love Little Mix.
I still do.
Yes. I cannot believe. Yeah, I always think about it. I'm like, the U.S. really didn't really give y'all that the you deserve, and they feel that way too.
Yeah. I saw Eugene from the Try Guys. They were talking about like fucking reality shows, and they talked about X Factor. It's like, yeah, and I think it was Becky was like, yeah, this brought us One Direction, and he was like, yeah, and Little Mix, and they were like, who's Little Mix? And he was like, who's Little Mix?
Every time someone says that to me, I just think, I'm like, God, you must live in such a boring.
One of my coworkers, Katie, she subscribed to our channel. Shout out.
Hi, girl. Hello.
She said she'll listen to us on Spotify. She said that she liked Little Mix. So I was like, you like Little Mix? Can't find a lot of us.
Yeah, it's not like, and it's so upsetting because I've always wanted to see Little Mix.
Same.
But I've never had the coin to fly to the UK.
No.
That's Damn. Why I'm fucking mad, yo.
They're really good, big in Brazil. Hopefully they'll do
Brazil one. Loves everybody. Every time it could be anything. Love from Brazil. There's a lot of love in Brazil.
A lot of love. They got a lot to give. I love that for Brazil.
Yeah, period.
Yeah. I think there's like certain places in the world that are like known for having like good fans. Like, I think Brazil is one of those places.
I think
Mexico is also one of those places.
Yes it is. I think there was there was one YouTuber, they started like a live and the first thing they said, hi Brazil, got that out the way. I was like, hi, love you, you don't have to spam it. If there's like any recovering fans out there, how did you recover? How did you get from one side of the spectrum to the other?
I was gonna answer that question like I was a fanatic. Like, I don't think I've ever like,
yeah, I was about to say, do you know of a story?
Yeah, I don't think I like someone that intensely. Like, I think like I slowly hopped off the One Direction train. It was just I got older.
I think they broke up.
They broke up, so that also helped. 5 Seconds of Summer didn't release an album for like, what was it, 3 years, so it was real easy.
Yeah,
when they did drop it, I was like, yo, this is the shit. But I was also old at that point, so it was
easy. I mean, what was it, your taste change and all that, and like, what was it, there's other things that occupy your mind.
Exactly.
What was it, I still like, what was it, like, in K-pop it's called a multi-stan. I like many groups. Some people will like only one group and one group can stand it, and then that's forever. No, I like a whole bunch of shit.
You know, I understand like how, like standing one like group or like person.
I feel like you rob yourself of enjoying a lot of things if you're just sticking to one thing.
That's true, but when you force it, that's when it's too much. I was just thinking how sometimes when I really like something, I like it hardcore, so that's all I want to listen to.
I know what you mean. Like, if sometimes it's an ADHD thing. It's like, okay, this is what I'm going to listen to again and again and again for like a week.
Yeah. Had a real moment with Espresso. Still having it. She really ate that shit. It's crazy.
I love Pretty Pop. Makes me feel pretty.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that song that you're just gonna play and you're gonna flip your hair.
It's a 5.8 on the Kunter scale of an earthquake. Sometimes fans would be killed.
She drove the plane right into the Pentagon. She drove her surf plane right into the Pentagon.
I have never heard that one.
She's just giving.
Oh, it's giving. What was it? I will say, I think it is probably easier than not to get swept up into the fan shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cause what was it? Like you like something and then it comes in a fun or cute different thing. You're like, well, there goes my wallet. Capitalism really popped off today.
Yeah, no.
I mean, like, some of our, like, we got, like, a lot of Avatar shit and even, SpongeBob and then, like, I got Pokemon and it's, like, shit, like, we like and it's cute.
Yeah, no, it's, like, I budget things out, like, like Deadpool is gonna come out, so you know, gotta budget that because I need to go. I probably have to go twice.
I'm thinking about like what merch is gonna come out of that I would purchase, because yellow and red is a little McDonald-y.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I'll probably get the popcorn. I'm probably getting to the theater early to get the popcorn bucket.
What does the popcorn bucket look like?
Exactly.
Remember they were making fun of the Dune one? It's just like, that's going to be ours, but it'll be an asshole, actually. Or it would be like, it's like, it's the mouth of, yeah, like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all play too much.
Either way, I'm buying it, so. Purchased! Cha-ching!
Ding.
I needed it. The fuck? Yeah, no, when, Beyonce comes out with merch, I'm like, alright, how am I supposed to buy this? Because I got a lot of shit to buy, so, but I need that, so what are we gonna do?
Yeah, like, what was it? There's been, what was it? Like, even when Ariana Grande came out with Rem, I'm just like, alright, so what is it?
Whether it's a lip gloss or an eyeliner, I'm buying it, so what are we buying?
Yeah. I remember when Fenty first came out, what was it? I remember walking into that Sephora, what was it? They're like, are you looking for Fenty? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I am. And yes, you're right. Up until, like, I think maybe two shades lighter than me. Yeah. And I wasn't going to be ghostly, no. And I'm not even like that, but...
No, it's like, I love how you can tell what color her fans were by all the foundation that was sold out. It was like the darkest foundation to the mid, gone.
POC. You know, Fenty is not right even here. 10 years old. Yeah. Like, it's so... I can't believe that it took so long for people to realize that Black people
like makeup.
Yeah, like, ugh, are a demographic that, you know, you should value.
Yeah, no, and it's just crazy to me because, like, actually consumer-wise and number-wise, Black people buy the most beauty shit. It's actually number-wise. So why?
And also visually, y'all can see. Sorry.
Like, we all know who's serving. We all know who all of us are taking inspiration from. Mm-hmm. Let's not lie.
What was it? I think also we're seeing like a slight change in like celebrity culture, mm-hmm, because of what was it? Like the whole block party thing, and like, it's in our last episode. It's going to be in this one. We're pro Palestine, free Palestine always. But like seeing the block party, and it's just like, guys, stop centering these celebrities. I think like I can see some of the people, like, it kind of like clicked in them. They're like, oh, this person ain't like, I can, we're like, they're not a reflection of me.
Yeah.
And it's, that's fine. You can like someone and still criticize them.
Well, even with the whole Diddy thing, it's just like so fucking like disappointing to see the celebrities who are still like trying to like
people defending Diddy. I don't know who's defending Diddy. I have a lot of people blocked.
I think Busta Rhymes posted something under it, and there was no like huge person that did it, but it's like also not a lot of people are saying anything to really condemn him either.
Mm.
So it's like what y'all be knowing?
I also think this generation is the age of Aquaria. They're very down for justice. So it's just like, well, if I like you, there should be a better reason than just the you material you put out. And what was it? Yeah, that's definitely a big change, because I feel like if you just look into anything back in the day, it's like everyone did something weird.
Yes.
Everyone did something that was like, oh, what was that? What was that?
How'd you do that?
Okay. It was like, so besides that, you were cool? But people are just going to let that go? Okay.
You know, very interesting. Because my dad is my dad, I was a Jay-Z fan before I was a Beyonce fan. But I know something's about to come out about it. The way I feel it in the universe is, like, crazy. The way I know someone's gonna say something.
Yeah, the like
that a lot of people are being brought to justice, I'm like, everyone's like, this person sus. Jay-Z's one of those people.
With P. Diddy, I thought it was going to happen like after he died.
That's what everyone knew.
I thought it was going to happen after he died. I thought he had too much dirt on so many people. Mm. I thought, like, Diddy dies of natural causes, and then it comes out. Like, Hugh Hefner. I thought it was going to be something like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's too many people that are tied to this person and or protected what they did because they were all so fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I didn't think I was going to see the fall of Diddy. Like, mm-hmm. we're seeing it now. I thought it was going to be after, like, oh, yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Or after he's, like, senile.
Yeah.
Because for a while, even before I knew exactly what, I knew, like, people, there was, like, when people spoke about Diddy, it wasn't just about Biggie or, like, his entrepreneurship. It's just, like, there was, like, an air, like, there's something about him. When he walks by, the roses die. Like, there was always, like, something, like, not okay with that dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, yeah. There's just was just like a whole bunch of shit going on. And then when I keep seeing like, oh, like he had like 48 hours. He was with Justin Bieber for 48 hours at his house. Justin Bieber was stayed with him for 48 hours at his house. I'm like, ew, why? Why?
You did that with Usher too.
Usher too, yeah. Apparently there's something like with Chris Brown too. So like, I don't know if Chris Brown's a victim. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but that's also really fucking creepy because Chris Brown also has something to say about it.
That's another thing with like
to having something to say about it too.
That's another thing with fan shit, and it must be the rose-colored glasses like thing. Like you will love your celebrity down for X, Y, and Z.
What there is to love about Diddy?
I mean, I was gonna get into Chris Brown, because yeah, I don't get it. I don't get Diddy.
Yeah, no. When people defend Diddy, I'm like, I don't understand what there is to love. Because no offense, like he's. The only reason why he's, like, big is because of the people he surrounds himself by talented people. He himself is okay.
I think it's because since Biggie died, I think the people who loved Biggie felt connected to Sean.
Oh.
Because Sean is like, that was my brother. Then this, we were, like, what was it? We were friends. We're both Brooklyn. Like, a place to rep. I think that's what it was in the beginning, and he just he making how much money off of Biggie's name.
Yeah,
so I think like it's that. Old Biggie fans seeing P. Diddy as someone who like he's from my neighborhood and he made it. It's black excellence. He's from Brooklyn. Like I think it's shit like that. People see something in them or what something they wanted to be in Diddy. So I think that's what people hold on to, and I think that's when people can I guess like they fall in love with these celebrities because they're a fantasy of what they wanted or they see something in them, and like I can understand that. But like then where does that like is there where's the line? There's like blurred lines to that because like with Chris Brown, like what was it? I can understand, like, amazingly talented, charismatic, and he started young. He was adorable.
Listen, I still like some of the old Chris Brown songs, but there gotta be a line, yo.
Yeah, like, the list, and it's a long one. Mm-hmm. It's not enough for you to not like them. Why is that? I wonder if, does any of you ever self-reflect, or have you, and you're just like, I'm not a good person?
Well, you know, this is like this goes into the Diddy and the Chris Brown thing. I think a lot of like people in like particular communities, because I feel like it's this way in that every community, but I guess I can only speak on the black community because I'm in that community. I think it's like I'm tired of defending black men in the expense of black women. I'm tired of that shit. It's getting on my nerve at this point. Well, it's like, oh, well, he's the black man that made it big. And he beat the shit out of a black woman. I don't care anymore. Like, how come that is okay? And then we're already, no one's defending Meg Thee Stallion. We're all ready to pile the fuck on to Meg Thee Stallion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like so quick.
So quick. And it's not, just, I don't
no
like
disrespect. Actually, full disrespect. Who the fuck is Tory Lanez?
I don't know this elf. I saw some people doing it with the whole P. Diddy thing. It's like, we need to, this is another like hunt on a black man. No, he did some atrocious things to Cassie. Atrocious.
It's on video too.
Yeah, it's on video. And honestly, like if you read the police reports, there's like other things like on video. Like they have Justin Bieber on video. in inappropriate situations with a grown adult. Like, it's not okay. Yeah, it's not okay. Like, it's just not okay.
And I, you know what? I just think it's, I think it probably goes beyond that fan stuff. I think when it comes to stuff like that, like, you were already misogynistic in you. You were already, maybe there's some self-hate, because yeah. Chris Brown has a lot of women fans.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what I was saying with the Chris Brown and P. Diddy thing. Chris Brown is saying that P. Diddy is a weirdo and always been. Now, for Chris Brown, someone who is already a weirdo, he's saying that Diddy's a weirdo. I think Diddy's a weirdo.
Chris Brown is just like, I've only punched him. You're going crazy.
Like, you got, you're, he's a weirdo.
Yeah. It's like the, it's like the TikTok sound is like, hey man, I think you got him. You want some of this? Justice, no. Free Gotham. But yeah, I think these fans already have these obias, the isms and the isits in them, and them liking these people, what was it? Kind of, maybe it brings them out. Maybe like Chris Brown fans already don't either see themselves or see these women as people or had high value and are in priority. So they're just like, oh, he beat one of them. I would too. Shit.
To me, I think that's this case with male Chris Brown fans. I think with like women Chris Brown fans, I think it's like one of those things where it's like, even like, it's like the same thing with like white women who they are both the oppressor and the oppressed. So trying to figure out which is which in a certain situation is like, hard for them. Like, I think it's that situation. Like, well, no, I feel like people like say, oh, I feel like people are flaming Chris Brown because he's like a successful like black man. I'm like, I think there's a certain bit of that, but I think there's a lot of bit that he's a piece of shit. Like, a lot of bit.
Yeah.
There's always an inch of everything, but a lot of bit, he's a piece of shit. Like, he's caught red-handed, hands on the trigger. Tory Lanez shot the gun. Like,
yeah, I've met people who are Chris Brown fans, and it's like they do detach what he did.
Yeah.
They're just like, I just love the performer, and I will always love the performer.
Or they'll do that, yeah.
And it's just like that performer, what was it, almost disfigured multiple people. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, at all. And I think this is where I saw an article talking about it was I thought it was talking about fan stuff, but it's actually talking about in America or in the Western part. It's a centralized way of life. Mm-hmm. How do things affect me? How are things going on with me? How do I navigate? And it's not all of it's bad. Like, let's it, like, evoke self-love and like don't care too much what other people think and like live your life individualistically. But I think that's what it is. Like, he beat her. He didn't beat me. So I don't care. And yeah. I'm like, that's okay. But in like some like in Eastern culture, it's a communal thing. It's like, how does this affect my community? How can me and my community enjoy this? How will it serve it? Mm-hmm. So what was it, sometimes fans in the East, their mental health may not be in question as much as like someone in the West. Like, if you really, really like something, maybe there's a possibility, there's more likely something is going on. And I'm like, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
I truly believe you can separate the art from the artist. In certain cases. I just don't think Chris Brown has made anything good enough for that.
I think separating the art from the artist, it is a direct spotlight on your ideals and morality. I think if you didn't care about someone beating on women, of course you can separate the art but from like, the artist. And that's when I'm like, okay, we are different people. So that's it is by person.
When I say in the sense of like, oh, Chris Brown's song came on the radio and I didn't hate it, so that was okay. Never like, if you're buying concert tickets, you're not separating the art from the artist. You like the artist. You like this person. You like this person. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't think Chris Brown is putting on that amazing of a show. All right? I don't think it's like that special. He's just like, you can watch any Michael Jackson film and you can get that from that. So
separating art from the artist, I always thought it's like you're consuming their art. and them performing is their art.
I guess so.
I can like something, but I'm not going to participate in it if I can help it. Yeah. Or from my knowledge. What was it? It's not like, well, because there's some bitches I hate that did something. I'm like, oh, you ate that. But like, I don't like you. So I'm not going to like co-sign anything.
No, I was just thinking like there's some like Doja Cat songs that I still like, but I would never purchase tickets to a concert.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's like an excess amount of money that you're getting. Like, artists get like, what, 50 cents from like just you playing a song on Spotify or like just you listening to the whole
Doja
song
Cat's tough because like her, I think Planet Her and what was it called? Pink? Hot Pink was her album. Like I fuck with those albums heavy.
Yeah,
I guess I'm stupid because she's like, you stupid if you like my old shit. I'm an idiot.
I'm not gonna lie, some of the new songs she put out, I'm like, this shit kind of hits. If only you weren't a piece of shit.
Yeah, what was it? Real turn me off.
Yeah,
heavy.
Yeah, I can't do that. But I'm also not gonna stream her music like that either. Cause then it's like promoting like her being in my face.
That's another thing. People really treat the fan shit like a job, and like, you know what, it's gotten some people far. Like they've worked with the artist or like or have created like a like almost like a YouTube TV show, or they're able to stream, or they created a career off being a fan. Like you can and that's so sometimes I don't think it's like always, it's not always bad. No, I think fan culture has come a long way, and I think it's very impressive. And you shouldn't shit on what people like necessarily as much. Like if they like something, they like something. I think when it comes to like, yeah, like, I can't get like, I feel like there's like with the Chris Brown thing, I'm just like, you're not a girl's girl.
Yeah, you don't like girls.
What was it? And there might be levels of it. It's like really like different levels of it.
The same way with the Drake situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I called out one of my coworkers because she was like, I hate Ariana Grande. I hate what she did. And she was like, just talking about like the Kardashians and how much she loved them. I was like, you hate Ariana Grande for what she did, but you still like the Kardashians? She's like,
you ate me up.
I feel like it's a different situation. You're right. It's worse.
Significantly worse.
Several times. They have problems, actually.
They tag team and
it's like, a little racist what she did, actually.
Per. I told you about this. I had a coworker that loved Chris Brown, loved Tory Lanez, loved Trey Songz. And I looked at him like, damn. So if an artist is beating on women, you're like, added to the playlist. And he was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was it? He's not gonna watch this, but I still follow him on Instagram. And when the whole like Tory Lanez trial thing was happening, he had a Tory Lanez shirt on, post on his story like, y'all know what side I'm on. That's troubling.
Yeah, if you're on Tory Lanez side, I just don't think you're a smart person. I also think you hate women.
Do you remember people were still talking about like, so allegedly he did this, and like, it was like two people talking, the other person was just like, allegedly he's in jail, he did that shit.
Yeah,
it's court over.
Yeah,
the court is over. Yeah. No alleged, no more, he did that.
Yeah,
he is serving time for it.
I love how people are like, well, we don't know. No, we do know. What are you guys' problem? Like, what is it with like women? You just cannot believe them. You can't do it. You fix your lips, you can't do it. You can't do it. What's wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with you?
And it's not even like Meg Thee Stallion was suing him. The state of California sued him. And won.
At the end of every episode. I know that always makes you laugh.
It does.
We do a quick little reading. What is this reading going to be on? I was about to say, it's like she's putting her powers into it since you're already shuffling.
Let's do the Diddy situation. Did you hear him put out an apology?
No.
Yeah, he apologized to Cassie. He was like, I was in a dark place. I'm like,
well, also there's literally video of you dragging this woman across like a hallway.
Yeah.
So that one he cannot dispute.
Yeah.
Dragging her by her hair.
I mean, how often were you in a dark place? Were you in a dark place for, like, the last 30 years?
He was in a dark place when he was born.
Yeah.
You think some people
when are... When were you not in a dark place?
Do you think some people are born evil?
I feel like this isn't right.
Do you think Diddy killed Tupac and Biggie?
Do I think?
Yes. Who else am I asking?
Actually... Yes.
Gag. Can't believe you, Sean. Stoop so low.
However, what Diddy said that he thinks what he did is gonna expose a lot of people. And I do think that's true. I do think a lot of people are going down with Diddy, and it's gonna be just the judgment card.
So, you will do time.
You will do time.
You must do time, sir. Look at that. Well, guys, this was a fun one. What was it? Stream Luna. I'm kidding. but thank you for watching.
Yes. If you like this episode, please like and subscribe.
You can listen to us on Spotify or watch us on YouTube.
Yes.
And also anywhere else you listen to your podcast. I believe we're on all up in there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.